Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And joining us live this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts, as we are taking a look at the political world in, well, the year's turning, Steve, and now 2026, everyone going to be paying attention to the midterms and what to expect. I think I'm more interested in what happens before then, Steve. Typically, before a midterm election like this, what are the types of things we should expect as everyone tries to position themselves as best they can for people heading to the ballot box?
Well, you know, there are only two slogans in American politics. It's time for a change, and you never had it so good. And everything else is commentary on those two slogans, right? And so the incumbents always run on their record. They have to run on their record. And so Donald Trump will be, as he's been talking a lot lately, predicting a boom in 2026 and pointing to the fact that he says there's going to be new jobs coming in because of foreign investment. He's talking about the fact that tax cuts will kick in and folks won't have to pay taxes on tips and overtime and Social Security. So he's talking up economic revival. Democrats, as the out party, are the party of change. And you got to remember, the last three presidential elections, the out party has won because there's been a sour economic mood in this country for a decade. And so the Democrats will be playing on that mood. They will be pointing to plummeting numbers and confidence in Trump's handling of the economy. They will be pointing to the victories that they won in Virginia and New Jersey and saying, look, we can rebound here. We were flat on our backs for a year, but there's a new energy to the Democratic Party, and there's a new sense that we really can compete with Donald Trump. And you know, one of the interesting telltales here is that 26 Republican members of the House have already announced that they're not going to run for re-election, and we expect in the weeks ahead for that number to grow significantly. And so for all the brave talk among Republicans, oh, we're going to keep the House, those 26 are betting against their own party, because life as a member of the House is a lot less fun when you're in the minority. So that's a tip-off that within their own private councils, Republicans understand that the odds, the historical trends are very much running against them.
Was it 25 not seeking re-election in the midterms? I mean, that seems like a huge number, Steve.
Yeah, and it's growing. There are going to be others as well. And there are many reasons for this. I think in addition to the fact that they are likely to be in the minority after the next election, it's a lot more fun being chairman of a committee than being a backbencher. But there are other reasons as well. There are a lot of people who are very fed up with life in Congress. You know, they keep talking about the toxic environment. They keep talking about the fact that individual members have virtually no power. Even Republicans, Marjorie Taylor Greene, sort of the apostate Republican who's leaving Congress next month, gave a long interview for the New York Times over the weekend in which she says, you know, the Republican Party on Capitol Hill is just totally subservient to Donald Trump. And we have no independence at all. Well, when you think about why are you in Congress, hearing people run for genuine reasons of public service, wanting to make a difference to their constituents and their communities. But when they're just a rubber stamp for Donald Trump, it's a lot less fun. They just say, what am I doing here? You know, I'm not contributing anything. So there are a lot of factors at work. You know, in some ways, Trump is a victim of his own success. He's been so effective at exploiting and expanding his powers and usurping the powers of Congress to spend money he just decides on his own to close federal agencies. He decides on his own to fire federal workers without the input of Congress. Well, that might be an effective way of governing in some ways, but it's driving some of his own supporters in Congress out of Washington, because they say, you know, in this world, we don't have any role. It's all Donald Trump all the time.
You hear it all the time. Oh, you know, it's so hard to get things done in Congress. Does anyone ever respond with like, yeah, well, work harder? Obviously something's not working here. Figure it out.
That's a fair point. But, you know, the other factor here, and you and I have talked about this before, the other factor here is that the center of the Congress has been hollowed out. There used to be two very vibrant traditions in American politics that are virtually extinct. One was sort of progressive Republicans from states like New York, from New England, from Massachusetts, from Rhode Island, from New Jersey. And then you had conservative Southern Democrats who were much more pragmatic, much more moderate than sort of Northern and Western liberals. And those two groups, the pragmatic centrists in both parties, were the deal makers. They were the ones who talked to each other. And there are hardly any left. If you look at the Senate, for instance, there's one Republican left from the Northeast, Senator Collins of Maine. And there used to be a dozen of them. If you look in the South, there used to be Democrats like John Breaux of Mississippi, of Louisiana, and Sam Nunn of Georgia, who were these were the deal makers. These were the pragmatists. And so the whole nature of Congress today is so polarized that the job of negotiation, the job of crafting compromise, one member of Congress I saw quoted the other day saying, you know, in Congress today, compromise is considered betrayal by a lot of people. And for people who want to come to Congress and actually work on legislation, it's very, very frustrating.
Well, Steve, as always, thank you. Happy New Year, and we'll talk again soon. Steve Roberts, political analyst, with us live here on WBEN.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.